I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
An Oregon man is accused of sexually assaulting a chicken.
That's disgusting. Him and dog lady should get together.
Police say Joshua, quote, unlawfully and for the purpose of arousing and gratifying the sexual desire of a person, touched or contacted the sex organs of a chicken.
Ew.
He was also booked on a probation violation for meth possession.
Hold on a minute. Does this mean this guy touched the
doodle
breast?
Doodle.
The now, chicken breast.
I don't know if that counts. I think he might have been touching like the little giblets or
giblet.
The little down below part, but that's messed
Gross.
Up. So yeah, he violated his meth possession thing, and he's on bail. It's being set now at $20,500. So, way to go, Joshua. Leave those chickens alone.
Wait, how much?
$20,500.
That's it?
Gobbledy gobble de gob gobble gobble.
So you can diddle a chicken and you only have to pay $20K?
Not that I think it's okay to diddle a chicken, but isn't $20K a lot to most people?
Yeah.
Is it worth the touch?
It seems like he violated the chicken in ways the chicken didn't want to be violated, so it should be higher.
That was when asked for a comment, that's what the chicken had to say. A 24-year-old woman named Barbara in Alabama recently found out her boyfriend was cheating on her. Well, sort of. Apparently, she thought that he was her boyfriend, but didn't realize that, you know, he's seeing other women. They weren't exclusive.
Story of my life.
Well, Barbara wanted revenge for him getting it on with other ladies, so she said, quote, I prayed about it and stuff. Now it sounds like Alex. As she looked for guidance on what to do, I'm not sure who she actually prayed to, but she got an answer. The answer was to trash his car. So on Monday morning,
valid,
she went to his work, jumped on the hood of his car, and kicked in the windshield.
Whoa.
Now, someone saw what was going down and took video of the entire thing, which I'll have up right now at RadioNowIndy.com. Just click on the Joe and Alex Show, and you'll find the dummy of the day. Barbara was arrested when the cops came there for disorderly conduct. Like, when you start doing that, because we've all been angry. I don't know if you ever quit a job, but when you get so angry at something or getting revenge like she did, but eventually you're like, wow, I'm really going through with this.
Yeah, I'm way too scared to do stuff like that because I don't want to get arrested.
Like, you'll think about how to do it, but you'll never actually, like, do the first swing of the bat.
Oh, totally. I've thought about horrible things to do to my ex-boyfriends, but I mean,
like, what's one thing you've thought about doing? It could be not necessarily your most recent, but in general, you're like, wow, I'm glad I didn't do that on second thought.
Gosh, I don't know, but
like
you know, burning their possessions that I have and like sending them a video of it and stuff like
Whoa!
That. When you're in the moment and you're feeling evil, yeah.
Wow, okay. I'm hoping that's not normal, but I'm sure it is.
I mean, I didn't actually do it. I feel like that's what makes me normal. Like a normal person like wants to do something terrible to get back at someone, but they
I feel like you've done something though.
Never.
I don't know if you've set like fire to stuff, but I feel like there might have been a possibility of that.
No, I'm a good person.
God bless you. And your final dummy of the day today, 28-year-old Eddie works as a prep cook at Carrabba's Italian Grill. That place is the jam in Florida. His 28-year-old girlfriend Nancy also works there. That's got to be awkward working with your significant other, right?
I've always been like very weird about that. Yeah, I feel like that's awkward, especially if you break up.
Yeah, like then you're stuck there together. Well, last week he walked in on Nancy and another employee talking about sausage.
Oh, boy. Like... Real sausage or sausage?
Well, I mean, that seems like a fairly normal thing to talk about. I mean, it is an Italian restaurant. There's tons of sausage there. But Eddie, the boyfriend, didn't think it was normal for them to be talking about sausage. He thought it was a sexual metaphor.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. He was thinking they were, like, talking about something else. A different kind of sausage.
Let me see what kind of sausage you have over here. So he wound up choking the guy who was talking to his girlfriend about
Whoa.
Sausage. The guy then bit his arm and got loose, got him to loosen his grip when he did that.
Ratatouille.
Then other employees broke it up. Eddie was arrested for felony battery. What do you think they were really talking about? Do you think they were talking about like a customer ordering some sausage to eat? Or do you think it was kind of like a sexual metaphor like,
so, no, I bet it was really work-related. I think that guy was just jealous and psycho.
How about that sausage? Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
K-92.
Who cares about this garbage?
The parents who run the Daddy-O-5 prank YouTube channel have lost custody of their kids after abuse allegations to the kid's biological mom. Last month, people who viewed the videos claimed the kids featured were being abused and that Child Protective Services should step in. In a video, Rose Hall, the biological mother of two of the kids, said that she had emergency custody now of their 9-year-old and 12-year-old. She said they're doing good. They're getting back to their playful selves. The dad and stepmom claimed all of the pranks were staged and that they often let their children come up with the ideas the videos were based on. But if you've ever watched the Daddy-O-5 videos, it's obvious their kids, especially their youngest, Cody, were definitely not in on the so-called joke. I have some audio for you of one of their disturbing videos. I will preface this by saying it is hard to hear.
Want to play games? You want to play games, Cody?
No.
Want to play games? Let's play games, Cody. Let's play games. You want to play games? Do you?
This is the problem with dumbass people trying to be popular on social media.
He's smashing his Xbox,
or,
by the way.
Or YouTube. Like everybody wants to be famous and wants attention. You see this stuff all the time, people doing these videos. And, like, what a terrible excuse for parents. You're effing this kid up.
You have no idea. Like, if you watch these videos, it makes me sick. Like, I physically feel like I'm going to throw up.
Even if you didn't tell me the backstory on that, me hearing
that.
Like a little kid crying.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're, first of all, it sounds like you're beating the crap out of him, but he's breaking this game system. But
yeah, but he didn't do anything. Like, that's the, quote, prank, is that he came in while his son was playing a game and was like, I'm breaking this for no reason. Like, the parents just tortured these children, like,
Wait, are you laughing over here? Are you laughing?
Well, first of all, Alex, you've probably seen every episode.
I've never seen every episode.
And second of all, right after that scene, he brings in a new Xbox and says it was like just a joke. He was kidding.
He does, but the damage is already done.
That's not funny, though. That's not. Maybe if you did it to me as an adult grown man, I'm like, dude, what the hell?
Yeah.
But like, you're effing a little kid up.
TMZ is reporting that Justin Bieber is dating singer and actress Hailee Steinfeld. The 23-year-old Biebs and the 20-year-old actress have reportedly been dating just over a month. So serious. Other media outlets are denying the dating report. Hailee's rep told E! News there's no truth whatsoever to the claims, but who knows? Those are two of the biggest and most like accurate celeb gossip sites, which would be TMZ and E!
They must be correct.
They're both saying opposite things, so I don't know what's real, but whatever. If you've ever wondered how actors and actresses in Hollywood can remember their lines so well, we may have an answer, at least in one case. Johnny Depp's former managers claim he's fed lines through an earpiece so he doesn't have to learn them.
That's still gotta be weird though, right? Because it's like, Alex, he's being fed lines so he remembers them. Then you're like, he's seen that and he remembers them. Like, that would trip me up.
Yeah, can we get that?
No kidding. I wish I would know what to say. We might be funny for once.
Rosie O'Donnell's adopted daughter has described the moment her drunk mother locked the teen in her bedroom, tried to pull off her clothes to see her tattoo, threatened to hit her with an empty wine bottle, and told her she could kill her. Chelsea O'Donnell says the incident happened in May 2015 and was the beginning of 2 years of ups and downs with her mother. The 19-year-old says her relationship with her mom is now broken and can't be fixed. She also revealed she and her 31-year-old boyfriend secretly got married last July after she found out she was pregnant, but she recently suffered a miscarriage. That's the garbage.
How scared would you be if your mom was Rosie O'Donnell coming at you like that? Like,
terrifying.
Come here, you little Jezebel. Let me see your little tattoo.
All drunk. You want to play games?
You want to play games? Is that what you want to do? Catchphrase is about to go down. Hey. Don't open that.
I'm not opening.
I just feel like you opened that early. I don't want you cheating this morning. Let's get teams established right here. Up for grabs. Pair of tickets to First Friday Food Truck Festival going on this Friday, May 5th. Over 50 local food trucks, live music, and tons of games going on all night long at the Old National Center. So that's going to be an awesome time. Lauren, you're the first up. Do you want to be on Team Joe or Team Alex, Lauren?
Team Joe.
Woo-wee! All right. I love it. All right. That means I'll lock you in. That means we got Ashley. And Ashley, you're going to be on Team Alex, Team A&A.
All right.
What's up, girl?
Hey, girl. All right, this is really, really, really simple to play. When it's your turn, when it's Alex and Ashley, you need to be guessing your butt off, okay? She's going to try to get you to say those words. And same thing, Lauren, when we're playing, say as much as you can. Maybe we can go 10 for 10 today. I got a good feeling. We have randomly drawn, and I'm going to go first. That means Joe and Lauren are first. Are you ready, Lauren?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Okay, I'm ready. Come down in 3, 2, and 1... kids do this. There's an Elmo doll. It's like blank Elmo.
Tickle?
Yes. Okay. If it's something that is part of who you are.
Personality?
No, like it makes you up though. It's like it's all like your genes, the information about you.
DNA.
A bigger word though.
Genetics.
I'm going to skip. I'm going to pass this one. Okay, people that can't walk sit in this and they can roll around in it.
Wheelchair.
Correct. If you agree on something, like let's make a...
deal.
No. Like you agree on something. You come together. You were fighting before, but you're like, let's be friends now. You make a...
compromise.
You come together. You're like, okay, I forgive you. You forgive me. Let's make a, you know, it's kind of an agreement.
An amendment, an apology...
This is not good. This is not good. The word we are looking for was truce. I'm kind of blank, and I don't know what else I could have said. And I had to skip on biological. I don't know what I could have said, like maybe your clock. You know, if you're gonna have
it.
It's funny because we're all freaking geniuses after this is over, right? All right, cool. So how many did we get there, producer MYK?
Joe and Lauren have 2 points.
All right, now don't hang up because anything's possible. We've had people choke and get none, okay?
Okay.
Hey, too soon.
I didn't mean to throw it out like that. I just want to give Lauren hope.
It
okay?
wasn't my fault. I had the worst freaking contestant
hey,
of all time.
That's somebody that listens to the show.
A week ago was too soon.
Too soon.
All right, Alex and Ashley, are you ladies ready?
Yes.
All right, down in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, there's a show about this on TLC where people keep so much crap in their house. It's filled. It's called what?
Hoarders.
When you, yes, that works, right? Okay, so a blank card, or I can't, okay. What's that word but not making it plural, the first one?
Singular.
You keep all the stuff, so you what it?
Sell it.
You had it right. You had it right. Just don't use the, end of the word.
Hoard?
Yes. Okay, you use this card. It's an ATM card to buy stuff.
Debit card.
Yes, and this system is in your car. It plays music.
Radio.
No, another word for that.
CD player.
No, another word.
MP3 player.
Another word for that thing in your car that plays music. A blank system. A blank system.
Oh my gosh!
Stereo.
Oh my gosh! Does that mean I just heard? I just heard Lauren get excited. Does that mean we have a tie, or did they win?
That means it's 2 points to 2 points, which means we're going into overtime.
Okay.
Now, how's this overtime going to work here, producer MYK? Once again, we're tied at 2. Lauren and Ashley are still playing.
5 words each are being handed to you right now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, and we're going to go off of time just in case you guys get all 5 words right.
Which I think we could. I feel like we're all warmed up now.
We got this, Joe.
I agree, Lauren. I agree. Notice how Ashley's not feeling so confident in the background with you guys? That's not good. All right, let's let the ladies go first on this one.
Okay.
We'll let you go first. So are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So wait, do I just do the first section here?
Yours is on the bottom.
Yours is on the bottom. Whenever
okay.
you're ready, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, this word is a really big word, science word, and I don't even know what it is. Is it something that you put over your mouth and nose with a rag that makes you stop breathing? No. Am I allowed to skip on these? Oh, I can. Okay,
once.
Whenever you're old and you can't remember things, you have?
Alzheimer's.
Another thing. You're like crazy.
Dementia?
Yes. Okay. I have a sexual blank, to do things. A human being has a sexual blank. Some people in a marriage, a dried up marriage, will say, I've lost all my blank. I've lost all my to do things.
Desire.
Yes. Okay. Blank syrup.
Maple.
Yes. Yeah. 4, 3, 3.
Calm down with your numbers right there. Okay. The word Alex couldn't get because I think it's kind of funny. I was laughing at. Well, how do you say that word, Alex?
It's chlorophyll, but I didn't know. I don't know what it is.
Were you thinking of chloroform to knock somebody out?
No, that's exactly. I know that that it's chloroform that you snuff people out with, but I could not think. That was the closest word I could think of to this word, and I could not figure out what this word was.
Okay. I've got 5 words in front of me. So
wait, what's chlorophyll?
Chlorophyll is what happens with plants and stuff.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know.
Chlorophyll, more like borophyll.
That would be like photosynthesis.
Do you get that reference or no?
Oh. Okay, go
chlorophyll,
ahead.
More like borophyll. Okay, we got to do this here, Lauren. We got to get at least 3 to tie, 4 to win. Okay, and we can only pass one time. So I need you to guess your butt off. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
3, 2, 1. It's a type of clothing. It's really ugly. It's like a style. There might also be furniture like this style.
Grunge?
No, we're going to skip that. We're going to skip it. Okay, we have to get these. Okay. It's a type of seed.
Pumpkin seed.
Keep on getting...
Watermelon seed.
No, it's probably like, it might be a type of pizza crust, maybe, at like Hungry Howie's. Yes, okay.
What? No!
Nope.
What?
Not the word. Keep going.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Keep going.
How can I keep going if that's not the
word? That's not the word.
Okay, it's a type of drug that you can take. When you feel really...
No, you gotta go back to that word.
I gotta go to that word? That is the word!
That's not the word.
Your dyslexia is kicking in.
Oh, crap. I'm sorry, dude. You're screwed, Lauren. I didn't read it right. I might be dyslexic.
What
I don't
are you
know.
Saying? What sesame?
What?
I thought it was sesame.
No,
it,
Joe,
it's
look at
si-
it. It's Siamese.
I know it's Siamese.
We are Siamese, if you please. Siamese cats.
Lauren, you deserve better than me. I'm sorry. I totally
okay.
screwed that up from the very beginning.
Ashley!
Oh, congratulations going out to Team
if
Alex.
Like
that means you're getting hooked up today with a pair of tickets to Old National Center's first Friday Food Truck Festival. Over 50 food trucks, live music, and tons of games. Go ahead and sing.
Chicken nugget, yeah. Chicken nugget, yeah. Chicken nugget, yeah.
God, that hurts. That really, really...
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
This is interesting when a mom has put up on Facebook and got a really big debate going on. As kids, we're taught, to share. It's a good sign of being a little person, have a good character, an important lesson as you get older into adulthood. But what she posted on Facebook is getting a lot of people saying, well, I don't know about that. Elena Kohlberg is a mom of three, and she took her son Carson to the park with her kids, and six boys ran right up and said, oh my gosh, you got to share that with me. He had like a Transformer, a Minecraft figure, and a truck, like pretty legit playtime set right there. And she watched her son Carson like just clutch the toys against his chest like, no, I don't want to give them up. And he just gave her like a look like, Mom, like, what do I do? And she put in this Facebook post. She said, Carson, you can tell them no. She said, you don't have to say anything else. If you don't want to share, you can simply say no. Then other parents gave her dirty looks. She said, you know what? I'm going to write a blog about this. And that's what she did. She said, if an adult walked into a park eating a sandwich and, I wanted them to share the sandwich with me, they'd say no. Like, you're absolutely crazy, right? Like, I'm there. Alex is like, hey, can I have one of those chicken nuggets? I'm like, no.
It's true.
That's mine.
Adults don't share.
They don't. But I don't know if that's the same thing when it comes to a sandwich compared to a kid's toy. But she's saying the goal is to teach our children how to function as adults. That's where sharing and stuff comes in. While I do know some adults who clearly never learn how to share as children, I know far more who don't know how to say no to people. And that's what she's trying to do, is getting her son to realize it's okay to say no. So, 317-239-1009. What do you think? Does this mom have a good point of telling her son if he does not want to share his toys? We're talking toys now. He doesn't have to. He should be able to stand up and say no. That's going to be a good character developer as he gets older. Because I get what she's saying, but I don't know. When I was a kid growing up, I got my butt beat if I didn't share something. I didn't have to, like, give it like it's yours, but like, hey, let your brother play with that. Or hey, let your neighbor friend play with that.
Yeah, totally, all the time. I had to do the same thing. But I kind of understand what she's saying.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it because the article mentioned the word snowflake?
No, okay. I didn't even read the whole article. I skimmed it. I don't know. It makes sense to me what she's saying. Like, I agree. I feel like kids do that all the time. They, as soon as they pick something up, because they're holding it, another kid wants it. And that isn't fair. Now, one thing, though, that makes this a gray area is, like, with siblings, like you mentioned, like, sometimes, a kid doesn't really want something. They just don't want their sibling to have it. So, like, the older brother or sister sees their little brother pick up something of theirs. They weren't even playing with it. And then all of a sudden they want it. And I think that's when you say, let your brother play with it or let your sister play with it or whatever. But, like, what she's saying, they're genuinely enjoying their time with their toy that you bought for them as a parent. And it's like, maybe they shouldn't have to give someone else a chance to play with it and break it or whatever.
317-239-1009. You can also hit us up. Joe and Alex Show, that's our Twitter and our Instagram. And we're also going to put this conversation right now on our Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. We'll talk to you next. A mom says, my son does not have to share if he doesn't want to. It's like, look, if you were in the park eating your sandwich, this is kind of directed at me, I guess, and, Alex walks along like, oh, hey, can I have a bite of that? I would, of course, say, no, I'm not going to give you my sandwich. I don't have to share it with you. So does she have a good point there? I mean, what do you think? 317-239-1009. Also, our social media is Joe and Alex Show. That's both Twitter and our Instagram.
Desiree says, I agree. Good to teach boundaries and to teach both sharing and that it's not okay to share at times. It was a park with strangers. Destiny says, I absolutely disagree. How are they going to grow up in the real world and not know how to share? That's just a characteristic you need to know. Sarah says that she 100% agrees for that kid to say no.
It's interesting to me. And I guess I'm technically a millennial. I'm 31. But growing up, and kind of the same thing with Alex, you're a little bit younger than me, but the same thing, we had to share. It didn't matter when, who, what. It's like, share, right. You're grounded. And I'm so interested to see these people now that have kids, and they're like, absolutely not. My son or daughter does not have to do that. Let's talk to Aaron this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think, Aaron? Do you agree with this mom saying, if you don't want to share, you don't have to?
Absolutely. I think for kids, it, one, depends on age, and two, on the situation. Almost 2-year-old, a 6-year-old, an 8-year-old. Our 2-year-old, yeah, we're teaching him to share. We're teaching him that's tonight, and that's going to, you know, help him when he's playing with us or playing with his siblings. But our 6- and 8-year-olds, you know, as far as their tablets, if you don't want to share that, you don't have to. That's yours. That is your tablet or your, you know, markers or whatever. And so I totally think it depends on the age. And we do need to teach our kids that it is okay to say no. It is okay to protect your belongings and your property and whatever you have that, you know, belongs to you. And I think it's a good lesson.
I get with like a tablet or like nowadays, like I feel like 5-year-olds get a better iPhone than anybody on the show does here. That's a standard issue.
Someone on Twitter says that if they're friends, then you should share, but if they're strangers, then you shouldn't.
What about you, Aaron, when you were a kid? Let's put your parenting style aside. What was the rule in your parents' household for little Aaron if she had a toy?
I would say most of the time my parents would advise me to share or say that it's going to be nice for me to share, but it wasn't always you have to share. I think there's a difference.
I'm jealous of your like everybody's parents because my parents are like, you're going to share. And my toys sucked. I don't know anyone want to play with my toys. Hey, Aaron, thank you so much for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Let's talk to Amanda. Are you kind of the same thing, Amanda?
I do agree. I think if that child were to hand over their toy unwillingly, it's giving those other kids a sense of entitlement that it's okay to take.
Interesting.
You know what? I do like that point because I hate people that feel entitled to stuff, but I feel like as a kid, though, shouldn't they learn to share? Like, I see both sides. I hate the word entitlement. When you bring that up, I'm like
if a kid doesn't grow up sharing, is he going to grow up to not be a giving adult? Like, is he not going to want to donate to charities?
Are they going to be selfish? It's all about me.
Are they not going to know how to be empathetic to others? You know what I mean?
So I think it's a bit situational. With my 3.5-year-old, I might be sitting with her, and I will teach her to maybe walk over to another child and offer that if she wants. And kind of teaching her in that capacity. But
yeah,
as far as another child to approach and just feel like it's their right to take because we're supposed to share, I don't agree with that.
Hey, Amanda, thank you so much for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. You can call in if you like Amanda and a lot of people so far, but I would love to. I'm not going to shame you. I kind of want to hear from you. If you're like, no, this mom has got it wrong. Just because some little kid doesn't want to share does not mean they don't have to share. That's part of life, and sometimes you got to do things you don't want to do. I would love to hear from that side of the aisle, too. 317-239-1009. You can get in the show that way. Also, Joe and Alex Show, if you're not already, follow us on Twitter and Instagram and join in this conversation where all the fights happen, Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. A mom has a bunch of kids, but her one kid she took to the park, and all the kids ran up, but I'm like, oh, I want to play with your little Minecraft figure, and I want to play with your truck and your Transformer, and the kid looked at mom like, I don't want to share, and she said, you don't have to. If you don't want to share with other kids, you don't, and it just... I'm not saying she's a bad parent, just my mind went,
phew. It's just, you don't hear that a lot.
I never do, but apparently everybody else does this. 317-239-1009. Lena, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you do?
Hey, guys. So I have two kids, and they're younger. My son's 2 and my daughter's 1, and I do make them share. And maybe it's because I was like you, Joe, and I was actually like raised that I had to share like everything. But I also feel like sharing helps kids prepare for society. I mean, we have to share even though we don't want to. I mean, we got to pay taxes. We got to have stuff going to Social Security and the disability.
True.
I mean, so you have to think about it. Does, I think it teaches a bit of that altruism for other men. But on the same token, if I went to the park and a bunch of kids, you know, kids are like vultures, right? So, you know, mm-hmm. they probably crowded in on that kid and was like, hey, let me see your toy. I mean, I would be like, hey, guys, why don't you give him a second? We just got out of the car. We just got to the park. Like, can he see his toy before he, like, do the kid vulture call on it? But at the same time, I think sharing is a necessary part of raising your kid.
That's an interesting point because I totally forgot about taxes. Because she made points like, you know, if you're on your laptop at a Starbucks and stuff, and some guy comes up to you and says, hey, I want to look at your laptop. And you're like, no, I'm on it. And then he goes and tattles to the barista and is like, she won't let me use her laptop. Like, that doesn't happen
to adults.
But the taxes point is totally true, and I completely forgot about it.
I just feel like, and I get where she's going. I appreciate the mind stimulation, but... as a kid, sharing is sharing. Like, these are totally different things as an adult. Of course, nobody would say, hey, give me your laptop. Hey, give me your tablet. I think it's just totally different. 317-239-1009. Haley, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you make your son do?
Hi. I make him share when we're around cousins, family, friends. He definitely has to share whether he wants to or not.
What about strangers?
Strangers is a different story. I definitely... try to get him to share to make new friends, but I do let him choose if he wants to share or not. But if not, then he cannot play with them around the other kids.
Mm-hmm. That, yeah, you know, that is true. Like, if your kid is approached by other kids wanting to share or, like, play with their stuff, then and they're always shutting them down, it might make them, you know, not as likely to make friends.
It could be. And I just think, though, too, it's like, I think if you can teach them that, like, what if your kid wants to go play with something? It's like, your kid better not be going up and saying, ooh, can I play with that? When you're like, no,
right,
you
have
play
to say,
with my stuff.
You know, if you're going to tell other kids not to share, then you can't expect them to share with you.
All right, I don't know if this is my wife or not. Lindsay, are you my wife?
No, I'm not.
Okay, because I was like, it says on my screen you have a kid. I'm like, I don't know about a kid. You have a 1-year-old. What do you do in that household?
Yes. Lane is made to share. I am old school. This might not be for everyone. I still spank him.
Terrible mom alert.
Yeah, call CPS. I know. So I was raised that you had to share, and we got spanked. Now, I'm not saying that the original caller is wrong in her parenting, because everybody parents different. I'm not like that. I'm not going to judge other moms.
But
he is made to share. If he has 500 markers... because, I mean, everybody has to admit their kid has a million toys, okay?
Right.
If he has 500 markers, he can share a couple of those markers. I mean,
it depends on the toy, and it depends on the situation.
If it's going to be like a tablet, no. Because if some other little kid breaks it, I'm going to be mad.
That's what I agree with. If it's like a dump truck...
Right. If it's something stupid that you can go to Walmart or Target and just buy another one, who cares? Now, if they're fighting over it, I'm going to take it away.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's no reason why kids can't share.
I like you. You're a no funny business mom. We need more of you.
And the first caller, I agree with it. I think that sharing, teaching our kids to share at a young age is teaching them for the rest of our, you know, like for when they grow up, because, I mean... the taxes, I mean, it's just, I don't know how to explain it, but
I agree
with the first caller.
Lindsay and all you parents out there listening, you better do a good job with your kids, because I'm going to have to deal with them as I get older. Yes.
I just want to say that I listen to your guys' show every single morning. I'm a huge country music fan, and you're the first thing that I listen to when I wake up, and my son's in the back right now. He listens to you guys, too, and we love you. So.
Thank you.
Hey, hold on. You know what I'm doing to make you feel at home? Hold on. Here we go.
But.
This is for Lindsay.
You love that. Lindsay.
No, for real though, like we're being stupid, Lindsay. We appreciate that kind of feedback from you. I don't know if producer MYK told you to say that or not, but
no, we
really appreciate that.
Actually, somehow I always end up getting on your guys' show, but I can't ever win anything.
No!
I don't know why.
Dang it!
Yeah, like next week, she's like, "Your show's the worst." Hey, thank you, Lindsay. We appreciate it. Bye. You have a good one. All right. Well, I guess we kind of got some of the other side, because I was blown away during this conversation about so many moms and dads like, heck no, my kid doesn't have to share.
Majority.
Now, do you think, Alex, hearing from these parents this morning, when you pop out a kid or five one day,
because
you'll be like a Duggar for sure when you do get married. You'll just like, hey, my job, to get pregnant.
That's
right. Do you think you'll be sharing, like making them do that or no?
I think I'm going to go with like the in-between of both of those sides. Depends on the situation and what the toy is.
First of all, I'll tell you this, though. My kid will never have to worry about a tablet, because if we afford a tablet, it's mine. Little Joey is going to go play with like sand.
You're not going to share with your kid?
No, not even my food. I don't share anything. Saw this and I was like, well, I've done a lot of dumb things when I'm drunk, but I don't think I've ever bought anything when I'm drunk, at least that I can recall. So maybe I have. And if you've bought something, if you've purchased something when you were drunk, a little buzz, a little inebriated, 317-239-1009, because some of these things people admitted to doing, like, oh, I can't believe I bought this when I was drunk, blows my mind. Somebody said they were drunk and they ended up buying like a little pig, like a micro pig. Like, what do you do the next morning? You're like, you wake up, you're like, what is a micro pig doing in my house? Somebody also bought a Nicolas Cage like pillowcase.
Okay, that is crazy whether you're sober or you're drunk.
Another person said, when I was drunk, I ordered 11 and a half pounds of cheese. That's so much cheese. A lot of food things. Somebody was online and they drunkenly ordered themselves 8 pounds of marshmallow, like for Lucky Charms, kind of just the marshmallows.
That's
though.
Kind of amazing.
It just blows my mind. Some of the things people are like, you know what? This would be a great purchase. Like somebody else, when they were drunk, ordered a dad bod towel. Now, that actually is kind of a good purchase.
I buy that.
They stand behind that one. It goes on and on. Ordering socks for your dog, like to wear. Just dumb, dumb things. This last one, somebody ordered a top hat for their frog. I see Alex doing
money
that.
Money well spent.
Like their little frog or their toad.
Money well spent.
So 317-239-1009. What did you buy when you were drunk, Alex? Which, you're a lightweight. So I can believe you've been drunk before, but what did you buy? Anything?
It doesn't take much. And 2 years ago, I came up here to go to the Klipsch Center to go see Lana Del Rey with my girlfriend. And if you don't know what I look like, I posted a picture of me at this concert up on Instagram and Twitter at Joe and Alex Show. You can see it. And
what's that in your hand in the pictures?
It's a Four Loko. Now, I had never had a Four Loko before. I had no idea how potent they were. I had two of them. I was so hammered. I've only been blackout drunk 2 times in my entire life. Once was in high school. This was the other time. And drinking underage is bad, by the way. And this time, I mean, two of those, I could barely walk. I think I had to be carried to the car afterwards. And I remember as the concert was ending and we were walking out, I passed the merch table and I was like, I gotta get a shirt. Because I love Lana Del Rey. Well, when I had waited so long, you know, it was the end of the concert. They were out of course, my size. They're always out of my size. So I bought a shirt anyway. They were so expensive. They were close to $50. And the shirt was like 12 sizes too big for me.
Like
so
a
I bought
4X.
It. I got it home. Yeah, it would fit you. And I've literally never worn it because it's so huge. It's like down to my ankles.
So you're just gonna keep it though forever and ever and ever?
I have it, but I've used it for like painting or like some, you know, chores or whatever. Like I have it, I think there's like bleach stains on it now.
Oh, it's all messed up.
It's all messed up.
Your Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, my Lana Del Rey.
You can clean stuff up now.
Yeah, you can see the picture at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram.
Producer MYK, what about you? I mean, I know you like to drink. I see you out all the time around town. Do you you ever make a drunk purchase?
I don't have enough money to do so, but I buy a lot of horrible food, like, really? You know, a ridiculous amount of...
You know what? I would do that then, like, if you're drunk and you get food. I, if that counts, then yes, I have kept many of businesses employed.
What do you mean horrible food? Like, what's considered horrible food? Like, you mean, like, junk food, fast food, or just, like, something you would never eat?
Wherever we end up, if we end up at a restaurant, I end up buying, like, you know... just a bunch of plates full of food.
And you don't even try to eat it.
It's a bunch of trash.
Yeah,
I'll get food and like, it's hard to believe, but even I'm like, I'll get like 10 or 12 bucks worth of food and I'm so drunk I don't even eat it all. And I wake up the next morning, I'm like, man, I really wish I would have ate that. That looks so good before. Now it's all nasty and cold and soggy. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. You're kind of talking like mysterious. Are you doing something? What's up?
Oh, no, I'm driving to work, but I figured I would call in and tell you what the experience that I had when I was drunk.
Okay.
What did you do?
I drove down to Louisville for a weekend and partied with some friends, and they took me to a gay bar that had drag queens and all whatever, and I ended up taking out, I took like $5,000 with me because I was buying a car.
What?
And
oh,
I
no.
tipped a drag queen $3,500.
No! Oh, my God!
Okay, now, yeah. I will be okay with this if it was the one that impersonates Taylor Swift. Was it her?
Jay Jolie.
I don't know the name, but...
Jay Jolie and I are friends, but no, I didn't tip her $3,500.
Okay, because I was going to say, you know, as a Swiftie, I could approve of that, but oh my gosh, did you get the money back?
No, I let her keep it.
Oh, wow!
Oh, wow, I'm going to start dressing in drag more often then. That sounds profitable.
Dude.
Wow, okay.
I can't believe you didn't ask for it back.
No kidding.
That hurts
like, hey,
my butt.
Well, I can tell you a few other things. 317-239-1009. That's a great example. You're like, oh, crap, I was drunk and I did that. You can also hit us up, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram, but we will talk to you next. When we get drunk, we make purchases that we might regret. Alex bought a Lana Del Rey shirt, which is actually probably like a canopy or a tent for her. It was way, way too big. You people out there amaze me with what you're actually buying and getting. What are people hitting us up with, Joe and Alex Show, on Twitter and Instagram? They're like, I was drunk and I bought this.
My cousin and I were drinking on St. Patrick's Day at a bar crawl downtown Indy, and we were talking about how we wish I could go to Fort Myers with my family since I was still in college then. We thought it'd be cool for me to surprise my family, so my cousin right then and there bought my plane ticket after she brought it up. The next day, she realized what she did and was happy I was going, but asked if I could see if my dad could pay her back the $300 for the ticket after the trip, since she realized she had like zero in her account after that. Needless to say, it was a great surprise to the family, but ended up costing my dad in the end.
No kidding. That's like a big thing. And unless you have insurance, you can't cancel that, right? Like, you're stuck with it.
Yeah. Kim wrote, 21st birthday. Don't remember it, but woke up the next morning with a hamster in a cage.
Just smiling on my page. I am still just a hamster in a cage. Say good morning, Amy. What did you buy when you were drunk?
Well, I was out with a few friends, and I was in an Uber in the back seat waiting on people to get in the car, and apparently I didn't know until a few days later when I was in my email, my confirmation, that I had bought a singles, like, vacation to Key West, apparently. and I was in a relationship, so I got 3 days at Ocean Key Resort in Key West. By myself.
Did you go?
I did go. It was like $1,100.
$1,100? Oh, my. There's got to be like a second step, like a certain hour. It's like, wait, are you sure you're not drunk right now?
Yeah.
Exactly. Not like a buy now button. That's what it was.
Now, would you normally ever in your life, obviously the price would probably be cheaper, would you ever take a vacation on your own if this wouldn't have happened when you were drunk?
Oh, no. I would never do like a single vacation. Like, that just so sounds so pathetic, but it was a really good time, actually.
See, I've always thought about, like, friends have told me, like, when I was single, like, dude, you should go on vacation by yourself, but I never would let myself do that. But maybe if I got drunk enough, that would have been a great idea to do. I think that's awesome. Hey, thank you so much, Amy, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. We really appreciate it.
I went on a vacation by myself once after I broke up with a boyfriend. I was sick and tired. I still am sick and tired of all my friends or guys I date never wanting to go on a vacation with me anywhere. So I also went to Fort Myers.
Wait, same spot she went?
Yes. And I went there. I went to the beach by myself. I ate at Ruth Chris by myself. I did everything alone, and I'll never do it again. I was so bored and lonely.
You were bored?
I was so lonely because it's like weird. Like, you don't like go out and like go to bars and stuff by yourself. It's super dangerous for one, but it was just lonely. So I was only there for like 3 or 4 days, but I was like, I should not have done this.
I think that's a cool idea. It's just, yeah, like if you sit at home, that sucks being lonely. But when you're out there, nobody's going to know you're alone, like alone, except for when you're eating. Obviously, they're going to see that. But
yeah,
I think it'd be cool. But then again, like, I'm telling you that I'm not actually doing what you did. We need to quit this show.
Really? Why?
I mean, I don't know how much everybody on the show makes, but this blows my mind. I wish I would have had this earlier in my career. There are companies out there offering out internships, and these are the top internships in the U.S. based on median monthly pay. This is according to Glassdoor. I don't even know what all these are, but like Yahoo, for example, pays about $6,000 a month.
Wow, that's awesome.
$6,000 a month to intern. You don't work for Yahoo, you're interning.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Apple pays about $6,400 per month.
Like, why do they pay that much?
I don't know.
Why are they even paid? Like, when I interned, I was an unpaid intern.
Me too. I did it for like college credit or something.
Right, that's exactly what you do.
But I didn't even go to college, so there's that. Then you go up to like Microsoft, the computer company. They pay $7,000 a month.
What?
A month.
$7,000 a month.
I'm bad at math. That's why I almost failed out of high school.
$84,000 a year.
Okay, I was trying to do the math. $84K.
To be an intern. To go fetch coffee.
I'll get you the best damn coffee you ever had. I'll legit like grow the beans at home. I'll grind them up for you. I'll pound them. I'll pound your beans. I'll do whatever you want.
That's what she said.
Hey. And your final intern, like the top one in the U.S., Facebook. Any guess how much Facebook pays per month on average to their interns? Mm. Not employees.
The last one that you said was what, 7,000?
7,100 was Microsoft.
I don't know, 8,400.
Okay, you're shooting high, but how about this? $8,000.
That's nuts.
How much is 8,000 times 12?
96,000 a year.
Almost 100K? What do you want me to do, Zuckerberg? What do you want?
I mean, that's in California. So let me look up a cost of living calculator compared to here.
All right, well, check that out. There's a couple other trending stories today. Speaking of Apple and different things, the iPhone 8 is going to be delayed. So if you're waiting on that, on Sunday, analysts from a bank put out a research note that suggested the iPhone 8 might not be released until late 2017, maybe even 2018, based on a report from ValueWalk. So if you're looking for a new phone this year, it may not come out.
Oh, well, that's good for us that have the iPhone 7 so that it doesn't start pooping out on you, because it always does.
I'm sorry. I still can't get over these kids are making $8,000 a year. I don't care what your cost of living is. That's like, I don't care. That's absolutely insane.
Okay, so if you're living in the Indianapolis, Carmel, Anderson, Indiana metro area, and you're moving to San Francisco, Redwood City, I'm guessing Facebook's in San Fran, then in order, like 96,000 there in California, you'd have to make to equal that here 185,000. So that's how different the cost of living is. So if they're making 96 there, that is not that much. Here, that would be the equivalent of what? 30 or 40 grand?
I don't care if you're I didn't make a dollar as an intern.
Still a lot for an intern. But what I'm saying is, though, they're still, I mean, struggling to survive, right?
I don't know.
Okay,
that blows my mind.
185 minus 96 would be, let's see, 185 minus 96 is an $89,000 difference.
It could be. So let's stop doing math. It's boring.
No, if they're making 96,000, I'm confused.
I am too. And your final trending story this morning, Starbucks just rolled out a new Frappuccino for the summer. The Midnight Mint Mocha Frappuccino hit store yesterday. I don't care about that. You know what I'm jacked up about? I never knew about. There's a S'mores Frappuccino. Have you had the S'mores Frappuccino?
No, I don't like s'mores.
Oh my gosh. Joe and Alex show on Twitter if it's good or not, because I just got all excited. Seriously, though, if you guys want to talk about it, we could share a place if we could get in there. I'd be willing to quit the show to be an intern out there if that's the kind of money they're paying.
How much do interns for the Joe and Alex show make?
Can somebody help me with this math?